Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Wednesday. Time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, the backlash over excess tipping continues, and the rage you feel of being asked to pay extra for no reason can be even sharper when you're overpaying in the first place. This would seem to be the case in Missouri, where a Reddit user said he was attending a ball game and was asked to leave a tip at the self-checkout after scanning two items himself. The user uploaded photographic evidence showing a bottle of beer and a bottle of water next to the self-service kiosk, adding up to $18.48. He says he was given three choices to tip the machine: 18%, 20%, or 22%. And when he tried to cancel the request, he says it popped up again, demanding the same amounts to, quote, tip the human helpers, who he claims were just standing there watching. While most users slammed the store for its self-checkout greed, others couldn't believe he was about to pay $9 for water. Others joked that maybe the machine has a family at home that it needs to support.
Yeah, some good comments after that.
Yeah, I mean, the water was only just slightly cheaper than the beer. I think that's where we've gotten to now. That was a bigger water, and it was a large size water, but still, when we're paying almost, you know, same amount for water as beer, something's gone awry.
Jeez. Is that like fluid pricing? Like, was it really hot that day, so the price goes up? They can do that now, right?
Yeah,
extra
yeah,
for the beer when it's
surge pricing for the water. Yeah, yeah,
it's
probably
above 82 degrees. Like, the price of the beer ticks up 5% and water.
Maybe
the I'm more of a believer now that if there's nobody helping you whatsoever and you're scanning, that needs to be a discount for you.
Ah, I
see. Since you've done the work.
I agree, because the reason they're doing it is to save money.
Right.
The stores save money on cashiers. So if they're saving a little money, then you should save a little money.
I couldn't agree
more. You need to get your cut. We all need to get
our cut. That's right. I'm not saying I get to determine the discount like you might determine the tip amount.
Yeah, right.
But there should be something.
Maybe cancel out that credit card surcharge that you were about to
bingo.
To charge me for.
That's it. That's
no
the one.
No credit card surcharge if I scan it myself.
That's the one.
Yeah. We got it.
Like it.
We're figuring out all the world's problems here today. And even though a large chunk of people caught drunk driving deny or downplay their alcohol intake, they are ultimately found to have had too many before getting behind the wheel. Except for this guy. A 40-year-old Belgian man who was accused of drunk driving had his charges dropped because he has a medical condition that makes him produce alcohol naturally. The man, who has not been publicly identified, suffers from something called auto-brewery syndrome. This is a rare condition in which an overgrowth of fungi in the gut turns carbs and sugars into alcohol. Only 20 people in the world have been diagnosed with this condition. And this isn't the first time that this man was falsely accused of drinking and driving. In 2019, his license was suspended and he was fined, even though he told people he hadn't been drinking. He only became aware of this medical condition recently. And back in 2018, a Florida man lost his teaching job because his coworkers complained he reeked of alcohol, and he was also charged with drunk driving. He was later diagnosed with ABS.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So if you produce it, if you have ABS.
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
That's a good question. I didn't see that anywhere in the story, and I'm curious because this guy, the first guy in Belgium, was pulled over multiple times for suspected drunk driving.
Ooh.
So did that mean that he was swerving all over the road, and that mean he actually was drunk? I mean, he wasn't, I guess, criminally charged with anything, or couldn't be, but was he actually drunk behind the wheel?
Right.
Or this teacher, was he actually drunk in school? Didn't really say specifically, but you'd have to think so if they're getting pulled over by people.
Right, so if it's made in your gut,
does
it enter your bloodstream causing you to be drunk, I guess is my question.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's
only 20 people in the whole world.
Get your own club.
Right.